Bezos Hashem Yisbarech, our halacha topic from Daf Chaf Hey in Meseches Ksubis is the topic of Chala Bizman Hazeh, the nature of its chiyuv, and some implications from today's daf. Before we discuss today's daf, we need to differentiate between Perek Dalet in Mishnayis Chala and the rest of Meseches Chala and Hilchos Chala. Those of you who are listening to this in Chutz La'aretz, Baruch Hashem Zocha to record this in Eretz Yisrael, know that there are Hilchos Chala. There is a requirement to separate one's dough after the flour has been mixed with water, and one makes a bracha on that hafrashas chala. By the way, it does not only apply to chala. This halacha applies to cookies and cake as well. The Aruch HaShulchan seems to have a cooler in regards to cakes, which later Gedolei Achronim have pointed out was based on a Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis. The Aruch HaShulchan did not read the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis wrong. However, the correct girsa in the Rambam is not the one that is in the Vilna edition, but rather one needs to take a look at the edition of Rav Kapach, and therefore there is no shita that we are aware of that says that cookies and baked goods like cake would be potter from Hafrashas Chala. That's not our subject for today, but that's something to throw out. However, even though in America and in all of Chutz La'aretz there is a chiyuv, here is the pitch for Arzeinu HaKdosha. The entire requirement of Chala in Chutz La'aretz is Kedei Shlo Tishkach, Torah Schala, says the Mishnah, and therefore the mitzvah of Chala and Chutz La'aretz, we make a bracha on it because the mitzvah derabanan is at most derabanan. However, in Eretz Yisrael, here the Gemara today's daf has a big discussion whether Chala Bizman Hazeh, obviously Bizman Hazeh means in the time of the Gemara, whether Chala Bizman Hazeh is Doraisa or derabanan. There is a lot that hinges on the different shitos amoraim, whether chal bezman hazeh is derabanan or daraisa, but we are going to go with the conclusion, as the way the Rambam understands the Gemara, the opinion of Rav Huna Brei de Rav Idi, 5 lines from the bottom, that says that chal is derabanan in the time that the Gemara was written, because the Torah HaKdosha says, bevoachem el ha'aretz, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, and Chazal understand, bevoachem bebias kulchem, all of you have to come to Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara concludes in a slightly lengthy expression. Reb Chaim made a big deal about this long-winded expression. V'chi askinu Ezra, says Gemara on Talmud Beis, lav kulhu saluk. Not everybody came with Ezra. Of course, we know that according to most opinions, particularly the Rambam, whose light we follow in all areas, but particularly in Zeroyim, Reb Chaim Kanievsky wrote his magnum opus in Halacha L'Maisa Derech Emuna on the Rambam. The Rambam is like the Shulchan Aruch for Reb Chaim Kanievsky in the Sefer Derech Emuna. The Rambam paskins that the second coming to Eretz Yisrael, the coming of Ezra, is what defines Kedushas Eretz Yisrael today. Kedusha Shnia Kitcha L'Shaita V'Kitcha L'Asad Lavo. And since Ezra did not come with all of Klal Yisrael, we'll talk about Rashi's definition of that in a moment, so then in such a case, the Chiyuv of Chala is only Midrabana. The question that is fascinating to ask today, it is not my place to decide the practical halacha lemaisa of this question. However, the question that's a fascinating question to raise, bizman hazeh, is bevoachem, bias kulchem, what's the status of chala today? When Moran HaChofetz Chaim Zatzal wrote his sefer, so then the majority of Klal Yisrael was not in Eretz Yisrael. There was only talk about people who are making this amazing effort to come to settle in Eretz Yisrael. However, today, more and more of the world's Jewish population is living in Eretz Yisrael. What is the definition of Bias Kulchem, and what are the different opinions of whether we are living a change in Halacha today? That what was once Chala D'Rabbanan might now be Chala D'Oraisa. And then, what are some of the nafkaminas between Mitzvah Chala in Eretz Yisrael and Mitzvah Chala in Chutz La'aretz. Now, if we go with the definition of Rashi, which is not what is quoted by the poskim lahalacha. I'd like to add, to throw something into this beautiful sugya, just from our learning of Daf Yomi, Gemara Rashi. If you take a look at Rashi, again, as we mentioned in the Daf, Rashi learns that when the Gemara says, Lav Kulo Salik, not everybody went up, Rashi says the majority remained in Bavel. If I'm not mistaken, some people have said that the majority of Jews are now, Baruch Hashem, in Eretz Yisrael. How you measure that, how you count, and so on and so forth, that I leave for people that are greater than me, but it would seem to me that what Rashi is saying is that if the majority of Jews come to Eretz Yisrael, so then in such a case, then that's already qualify as Bias Kulchem. Rashi emphasizes Ruba Nisharu Bavel, that they remained in Bavel, the emphasis being that they remained. There is a fascinating tshuva from the Tzitz Eliezer, where the Tzitz Eliezer seems to suggest that the definition of Bias Kulchem is not dependent on Rov. Rav Oldenburg Zatzal suggests that it would be modeled after the first coming, when we came in Yoshua, where the Chiyuv of Chala, as we learned on the bottom of Chaf Hei Amir Aleph, was Da'oraisa. How many people came then? Says Rav Oldenburg. He says, we know for sure there were 600,000 men of army age that entered Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, the Tzitz Eliezer argues, and this also is very close on the line, from what I understand, of the census today. If there are 600,000 Jewish men between the ages of 30 and 50, so then in such a case, then that would qualify, Tzitz Eliezer argues, for Chala Midoraisa. Standing in the face of that is a very interesting set of diukim by our great Rebbe, our Rebbe's Rebbe's Rebbe, Reb Chaim of Brisk, in the Chidusha Rabbeinu Chaim Halevi al Rambam. Reb Chaim suggests that, according to the Rambam, the difference between the term Kol Yoshevel Leho, which the Gemara describes on Daf Lamed Gimel in Erechin, and the halachic criterion of Bias Kulchem, which are used, Kol Yoshevel Aleha is when we're going to have the halachas of Yovel, which happens to be we're in the Shemitah year. Shemitah is very much dependent on when we have Yovel or not, versus the halacha of Bias Kulchem, Reb Chaim argues, is dependent on the different, careful read of the words themselves. Bias Kulchem, Reb Chaim argues, means that the majority of Klal Yisrael came at once to Eretz Yisrael. Then, in such a case, there's going to be a Chiyuv of Chala D'Oraisa. When Ezra came, the majority did not come at once. And therefore, Reb Chaim argues, that's what our Gemara uses a different and long-winded expression, V'chi yaskinu Ezra, lav kulu salik. When Ezra came up, not everybody came with him, and it's dependent on how we come. Does the majority of Klal Yisrael come? And therefore, since we didn't come in one coming, so then one could argue it's been a slow process that's taken, Baruch Hashem, more than 66 years since the founding of the state of Israel, but many years that went into it before, and the Mesiris Nefesh of the Chalutzim, of all of the Yishuvim, the Yishuv HaYoshon, the Yishuv HaChodosh, the Yerushalmim, with the people in Tel Aviv, everybody has a hand in this beautiful returning to Arzeinu HaKdosha, and therefore it might not qualify as Bias Kulchem because it was a slower process and not the same process as the entry of Yoshua. From Rashi, I would argue, it doesn't seem to sound that way, but Reb Chaim taught us this in the Rambam. Of course, that stands in contrast to Kol Yoshevel Aleha, and that we have to wait till we get to Maseches Erechin, towards the end of our Daf Yomi cycle, what the definition of Kol Yoshevel Aleha is, of whether that applies today, and in terms of when we will be able to proclaim Yovel. The problem with, of course, and our state right now is without the Sanhedrin HaGadol, Sanhedrin in the Lishka, we presumably cannot proclaim Yovel, and that, of course, is why, according to many opinions, Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is the Rabbanon. So if you take that approach within the Rambam, the way Reb Chaim taught us, then there wouldn't be any room to negotiate until there's something magical and beautiful for the Bias Kulchem. According to Tzitz Eliezer, it could very well be that Chala is being transformed before our very eyes from a mitzvah de Rabbanon to a mitzvah d'oraisa. One nafkamina that's important in terms of halacha lemaisa, in terms of whether the mitzvah of challah is a mitzvah in chutz laaretz or is a mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael, whether it's the rabbanon or the raisa, there are some already practical differences. One of the halachos of hafrashas challah, the Mishnah tells us in the first two prakim of challah, are the halachos of min hamukaf, separating the challah from the dough that it's next to, and a corollary of that is the halacha of shireh hanikarim. There needs to be something that's left over for the hafrashas challah to be valid. I heard from my friends, I believe from Rav Shechter's son-in-law, Rav Tani Kohn, that Rav Shechter Shlita, if he has any chshash about whether the challah was appropriately taken off in America, he has a simple suggestion. And that is, he leaves over a little bit from the cake and cookies, and then he throws it out. That would also be considered a hafrasha in the United States. However, here in Eretz Yisrael, where it might be d'oraisa, but even if it's d'rabbanan, most poskim point out, since it's a fundamentally different d'rabbanan than the Kedesh Lo Tishkach Torah Schal of Chutz La'aretz, there's a requirement that there be a hafrasha, shiareh anikarim, and then in such a case, then there needs to be a very different type of hafrasha where you take off the actual, from the actual batch, and that there is something else left over. And therefore, the halacha of shiareh nikarim applies in Eretz Yisrael, and according to many poskim, it does not apply in Chutz La'aretz. Be'ezar Hashem, we should be zoche to fulfill mitzvah challah in all of its glory. There's so much more to say about the mitzvah of hafrashas challah, but for now, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parsha Zohar, Tovshin Ayin Hey, this will have to suffice. Wishing everybody a good Shabbos.